Time to take five for your community of service of Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of the Villages at Oak Ridge. And our guests today, Jane Ann Beard and Noah Ackerman with the Davies County 4-H. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Jane Ann, it's sign-up time, enrollment time for the Davies County 4-H. Such an exciting time to be a part of 4-H in Davies County. Just recently announced a nice grant from the Purdue Foundation to help with the building projects out there. Things are really going good with the expansion out there.
They are. Along with that, another grant, or $50,000 from Farm Bureau, and I think there's going to be a couple more coming up soon. So I can't reveal those, but we are so fortunate.
Is this a community coming together or what? I mean, if you have not been out there yet, one building's already completely finished. Concession area, is that finished yet?
No, that I anticipate after the first of the year, they'll be moving dirt again out there.
And that'll start back up. But again, the plans are in place, and thanks to the entire community for really stepping up to support 4-H, right?
Truly. And we have a super group of volunteers who are working on the fundraising committee, the building committee, and the board of directors, and all the other volunteers.
It's so great to see, and so needed, because Jane Ann, 4-H is your life. Anybody who knows Jane Ann knows that she bleeds the 4-H. And you've been involved for a number of years. We won't say how many, but several.
Thank you.
You're here to talk about enrollment today, because enrollment is going on. Last year, numbers were up, a record amount of students, and it continues to grow here in Davies County.
It does. Our target date is January 15th to get our 4-H'ers enrolled and the programs going. It's more than just the facilities and the livestock that you see out there. There's so many opportunities for young people. So that's what we're trying to promote. And we our goal this year is 500 members. So.
We'll get it. I have no doubt. What age group are we talking about now?
Kindergarten to 12th grade.
So anybody school-aged, and this is all four county schools. This is the entire county.
Yes, it is.
Anybody can be a part of it. And you don't have to be necessarily part of a farming family. That's, we always mention this, but it's so important to stress, because 4-H, for the longest time, it was just kind of tied with farming. Right. And there are a lot of farmers that are involved with it, but it's for everyone.
It certainly is. There's an opportunity there for every young person.
So many different programs. I'm personally really like the speech program. I think that's an awesome one.
It is. Public speaking and demonstration. Well, it was public speaking and demonstrations. That's the old. But yes, we truly appreciate your help. And
glad to do it, because it's so important. We got to talk to Noah here. Yeah. He came in this morning, got up early. Noah is a 4-H alumni. Noah, how many years did you do it?
I was a 10-year member, so I was in it for the most amount of time you could be.
10-year member.
Yep, I couldn't get enough of it. Yeah, and I liked it so much, I'm back here to try to talk other people into doing it.
What were your favorite projects that you were involved in?
My favorite project was always Americana. It gave me the opportunity to learn about our history and America, and it also taught me a lot of new skills and things that I hadn't known before about how to restore and bring older items back to their glory days.
What would you say to someone listening this morning that didn't know 4-H was for them and kind of on the fence about joining?
I would say that, like you said, my family lives in the center of town. We don't have any animals except like four or five chickens and a couple cats. So we're not really the farm family that you would think of when you think of 4-H. But me and my four sisters have all been in 4-H, and we've all enjoyed it. It's one of the best opportunities I've had in my entire life. So.
And you make good friends there along the way too, don't you?
Yes, you do. There are a lot of good people in 4-H. It seems to me, I've always said, it's like a magnet for the better people in life, the people that actually are looking to be nice and kind to each other.
It builds future leaders, Jane Ann. That's what it's all about. I mean, look at Noah here today. You see alumni come back like that. Isn't it so great to see?
It is very good. And many of those who are working as volunteers now to raise money for the grounds and the program are alumni.
And again, if you want to get involved with 4-H, get your students involved first and foremost. But also, you're always looking for adult volunteers as well. We'd love to see those adult volunteers come out too.
We truly would. We'd like to expand the program. If there's a volunteer, someone out there has a special interest, a craft or some talent they would like to share with young people, give us a call.
Now, you've got some important dates before we let you go again. Let's get all those dates out there for enrollment.
Our target date is January 15th, so they can call the office at 254-8668, or we do have a Purdue Extension Facebook page. You can go there, and we would be glad to help walk you through the process and get the young people connected with a 4-H club.
It's that easy, guys. So get in touch with Jane Ann and the crew at the Purdue Extension office. Most importantly, get the kids involved. If you didn't start as a kindergartner, that's okay. You can start at any point in time, any age. It's for all walks of life, and it's a great way to build future leaders. Davies County 4-H going strong. Great expansion project going on the grounds. And again, the target, 500. Let's get to 500 4-H'ers in our community. That would be great to see. Guys, Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for coming in to share the story today. We appreciate it and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Take 5 for your community in service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the villages at Oak Ridge.